Hello there. Thank you for... what would you say? Starting? Joining? Listening to this podcast? This is Andrew Bush. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast here, The Random Bush Show. This episode, I hope you really, really enjoy it because it's really, really good. Thank you.
I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever committed a crime?
I have.
Have you?
I have committed a crime.
Like, are we talking about like I tore the tags off of my mattress type of crime, or you called a friend at 3 o'clock in the morning to get help to bury the body type of a crime?
A little bit in between. Ooh, well,
do you want to talk about it on the podcast?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Are you still liable for this crime?
I'm not exactly sure how liable I am for this crime, but
what did you do?
I committed a theft.
Andrew.
I committed a theft. I went...
Is this some, like, petty five-finger discount? Like, as a kid, you took some candy?
When I was a child...
Here it is.
I stole a large rubber spider from the Target. And I was playing with it. This is... The reason why I think of this is, like, still a serious crime.
So you stole a large rubber spider toy...
Yes.
Does your parole officer know what you're doing these days?
Well, the reason I mention this is because when I stole it, what happened was is that I took it. I was in the store, uh-huh. And we went through the toy aisle because my mom... I didn't grow up rich. All right, I didn't grow up rich. So our equivalent of buying toys was us going into toy aisle and looking
at
the
toys. You can play with anything you want.
You can play with these while
you're here.
Within
the realm of this aisle.
You can go and look at all these toys and play with them. Andrew, look. We're not buying any of these.
All of these toys are yours. You can't take them home. You cannot take them home. Don't break them. Don't break them. But for the time being, between these empty aisleways, all these toys are yours.
This is a true story. I know that seems sad, but it's actually, I think it's more funny than anything else, where it's like, you want to play basketball? Here, you can play with this basketball while I go and I buy paper towels and I buy other things. You just bounce. And this is what my mom would do. She would literally take it, because I'd be sitting in the car or whatever. She would take it and put it in the basket, and I would play with it while I was in the basket, and then she would take it and then... put it back away when we were leaving the store.
Oh no!
Yeah,
so it was in the basket for like half the shopping.
Yeah,
so like, yeah, that's my ball.
I was very aware. I was very aware that I was not. Well, I think another. I think a big test of it too. A big testament of it was this whole idea of that. Like, how much do you really like this? Are you going to be one of these freaking kids that I spend $25, $35 on this toy and then it just gets neglected in the yard?
Or well, I you think don't if anybody play with would it. Have a good idea as to what type of kid you would be, it would be your mom.
Well, yeah, yeah, but she also, keep in mind, my mom also worked at a hospital, and she brought home a bunch of those sticks one time that you put on your tongue,
uh-huh.
And that was my favorite toy growing up, was all those sticks. I had all these
this
little
is
sticks.
A lot of questions.
I had all these sticks, and they were so much fun, dude, that put draw little faces on them, and I had all my stick buddies. I had like 1,000 toys. I had like a 1,000 stick action figures. They were stick men. They were so cool. Little wooden stick guys.
Sure.
Really cool.
You could create them to be whatever you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so I took the spider. This is one of the spiders that was in the cart.
Okay.
And I liked the spider so much. And I was, he was crawling on my sister. And he was crawling on everything. As we're just driving by things, I'm like, hey. And, you know, making him crawl on everything.
Right.
And I went and I put him in my pocket. And we went and we checked out. My mom didn't notice that she thought I threw it somewhere or something,
sure,
or I had lost
it along the way.
And we're in the car, and I'm back in the car, and I try and spook her out. So I pull it out and I put it on her, and I'm like, ugh. And she goes, "You didn't put that back?" And no. I didn't buy that, Andrew. I didn't pay for that. Oh. So you know what that means? That means you stole it.
Dum bum bum.
That means that you stole that.
Oh no!
And I said, well, "What's going to happen?" She goes, "I don't know. Maybe, you know."
Don't you love how parents play
maybe
off?
We'll,
like, I don't know. What's going to put you in kid jail.
Yeah. No. Exactly. That is what she said
for the rest
she
of your
said,
life. You just said, made a choice.
No. She goes. Well, I guess you're just going to be a criminal.
Oh, geez.
Like, I guess you're just
a
criminal.
No.
I guess. And I said, no, I'll turn myself in. And I was like, we can go put it back. I was like, we can go back. We can go put it back. We can go put it back
you
right now.
You can't put it back.
You can't put it back. You already stole
it. It's done. It's over. Mm-hmm. It's in your pocket.
She goes, if we go back in there and show that you stole that, they're going to call the police and the police are going to come and get you.
Oh, wow. Your mom really churched it up.
So you made your choice. You made your decision. Uh-oh. And I never played with that fucking spider. Never. So you never. No, I think that spider is actually probably still sitting in my mom's house, probably in the bottom of a drawer somewhere. And I never, because I was so guilt-ridden. I was like, I hate it. You made me a criminal spider. And that is the worst crime to this day. Because I've actually done other small things like rip tags off of mattresses. Oh, I've gotten speeding tickets. Yeah. You know, I've not paid my registration. There's other things like that are
deviant.
That are
delinquent.
Yeah, that are petty crimes. But I've never committed a serious crime. But I feel like that is the most serious crime to this day that I have ever committed, because I still feel guilty about it.
Well, let me.
I still have this guilt. Like, I actually want to. Like, thinking about it, I'm actually kind of panicking, thinking I need to go back to my mom's house and get that spider and find a target and be like, "Hey, by the way, 20 years ago, I stole this.
I would like to make some recompense. Please don't call the police.
Please don't call the police. My mom told me I'd be in jail if I.
Can you imagine now that you are an adult? They're like, well, if you were a kid when you returned this, we totally would look the other way. I mean, we're not monsters, but. You're an adult, sir.
Yeah.
We have to call the police.
How long have you had this? Like 20 years? Yeah, well, you know what? It's, sir, your bill comes to $7,641 interest in it. This was originally a $2 spider. It is now this much.
That's over the amount. You're going to prison. Mm-hmm. This is a federal crime. Oh, no.
What are you in for, man? Stole a spider when I was 5.
Your mom was right. That did make you a criminal.
And now, random thoughts.
I saw someone wearing a t-shirt the other day and it said, "I woke up like this." And I couldn't help but think, maybe you should go back to bed.
You did it again. What do you have to say for yourself, herpes monkey? Do you think I'm just going to stand here and take these same sad excuses? You know what? Save it, herpes monkey. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Remember, kids, herpes monkey always says... That's right, herpes monkey. You scamp, you.
And now, thoughts from the bush.
I didn't know this until recently, but ponies aren't baby horses. The horses and ponies are a completely different species. And dolphins? Well, those are just gay sharks.
Let's say you're on a lifeboat, right? And if you're on a lifeboat, and your mom is pregnant and there's like a plane crash and she's pregnant, she's on a boat,
right.
And she ends up on a raft in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and she gives birth. Are you now a pirate? Because you have no country? Are you a baby with no country? You grow up just being a rogue?
With no country.
That's a great movie.
Coming this summer from Fox Searchlight Pictures. Pirate baby.
Pirate baby. He's a baby with no country.
Goo goo gar gar.
Ah! He doesn't need a peg leg because he can't even walk.
No, I don't know how it works. You're absolutely right.
So do you believe, like, if you...
Your nationality, right? Like, you're born in there, and it's like, oh, like, I was born here. And then you sign, like, a little...
I don't know how that works.
You sign a little I'm a baby certificate.
Well, you don't
a
sign
little,
shit.
No, you... They don't make you sign it?
No, the baby doesn't sign anything.
Well, you do. They put your little hand down in the shit, and they make you do that, because that's how babies write. They write with their hands.
You're right. They give their handprint.
Yeah, and that's a baby signature.
Wow.
Yeah, that's deep. And you get a little certificate that says, I once used to be a baby.
It's I used to be a baby
certificate. Yeah. If you think about it, the guy who does those certificates, his job is just to identify babies when he sees them. He's like, oh, that's a baby. And then he goes and he writes it down.
Wait, what?
There's a guy who does the birth certificates.
Okay.
That's it. And, like, in order to do that, like, he has to, like, see the baby and then, like...
Does he have to actually see the baby? He can't take your word for it?
No, I think he has to see the baby.
The doctor fills out the thing.
Right?
So the doctor probably...
But the baby's like, I have to write down every time I see a baby.
Well, the doctor was there.
Whenever he sees the baby, he has to get a thing. And he has to write down, I saw a baby today, then put the date and the name of the baby that he saw.
I don't think he has to keep a record of all babies.
He has to do all of this.
Like, every time all the baby's ongoing.
He's like, what is that? Is that a baby? Let me write it down.
I am the grand record keeper of all the ongoings of babies.
Damn it, I saw a baby. Now I have to do a whole record about this baby. I have to do a whole thing. He gets a piece of paper and he writes down, I saw this baby at this time, and this is with the baby's name, and here's a picture of the baby's footprint, and he has to do all that stuff for that baby.
So he's just like a baby narc. He's just wandering around watching the babies, making sure that they're keeping in line, doing baby
every time
shit.
He sees a baby, he's like, write it down. No, he's just, every time he sees one, like, oh, write down this baby.
What's he so paranoid about? What do you think they're up to?
No, but don't you think that this is
someone's
job?
What about the baby without a nation?
All the babies born that day, the rogue baby. Never know how old that baby is. The mom dies.
There's no paperwork.
And the baby has to survive by eating the mom, in the tube. While he's in the tube. And then someone comes across the baby. That's the baby of no nation, and it will not know anything. It won't know anything. It won't realize that it's a pirate baby, that it partly ate its mom.
This baby doesn't even have a chance. This baby ate his mom.
Yeah.
As a baby.
Yeah.
Okay, like, raw, too.
Well, I thought about this because the baby can't really
eat. You've thought about this?
You can't really eat somebody if you're a baby. You know what I mean? Like, you can't eat solid food. Like, how would you figure out?
This is a baby without a nation. This baby's a badass. Okay, you know what? This baby was born.
You know what would have been better for her? If she would have jumped out of the raft, given birth, and then he could have just lived in the ocean for the rest of his life.
You want to hear?
That's how mermaids were born.
It's more awful than that.
Okay.
The umbilical cord was never cut.
Oh, and so he was just still feeding off of her?
Yep, he just sucked her dry.
Oh.
And then
when they find him,
he cut the umbilical cord himself.
Or a seagull came down and went,
yeah.
Or a shark.
I just like the idea.
Shark is his dad.
Wow.
That's
his adopted father. His adopted father was raised by a group of sharks.
Oh my God. Why are we not writing this down?
Baby without a nation.
His mom died at birth. Her father was a shark.
Cut his own umbilical cord and rode that shark to freedom.
His dad was a female shark, because that could happen too.
We're not here to judge.
Lesbian sharks. No, because the shark wasn't gay.
And a baby with no nation.
Shark wasn't in love with his mom.
It doesn't matter what
it's shark. It's just a shark that was a shark.
Why are you giving the shark sexuality
issues? Well, you
issues?
Know, I think about this sometimes. Okay, so...
You're thinking about a lot.
You have a cat, right? Let's say you have a cat, and you love this cat. Like, and you give the cat, like, a little kiss. I've seen people do a kiss.
Give the kitty a little kiss.
Give the kitty a kiss right on his little head, because you love
it.
Pretty
kitty.
Do you ever think for a second, like, oh, this is a boy cat, and I just kissed a boy cat?
No,
it's kind of
no,
a you never
like,
you never think of the sex of the cat.
No,
never.
Do you?
No,
do you
I'm just
hey there, Mr. Kittens.
Occasionally, well, I don't really. I just kind of think about it as cute.
It's about time
like,
we have ourselves a little smooch, don't you think, there, Mr. Kittens?
you never seen Mr. Kittens, right? And he's growing up. He's not a kitty anymore. He's not a kitten anymore. He's becoming a cat. And you see this cat. And you go, well, he's quite dashing for a cat.
Ooh, look at this cat.
You've never done that. You've
like
never
the
been
cut
like,
of his jib.
You've seen a cute cat, though.
Oh, yeah,
you seem like an attractive.
Adorable.
No, you seem like an attractive cat. Like if I was a cat,
pretty cats. Yeah,
like if I was a cat, I'd be in that cat.
Well, you'd like to. Whoa. I've never been in a situation where I like want to get into a cat.
No, but if you were a cat,
if I was a cat, well, Is this what you think about? Like, when you're wandering around in the world, you're like, you know what? If I was a cat, I'd be fucking the shit out of that cat right there.
I'm just seeing.
Like, a dog runs out, you're like, you know what? If I was a dog.
You obviously have never, ever thought about this before.
It's never crossed my mind.
Never crossed your mind that, like, you see a cat and you're like, I wonder if that cat's good looking in, like, cat world.
Okay, let me ask you this. Oh, hold on.
You see what I'm saying?
Let me
ask
you this.
Like, you see a pig and you're like, ew, that pig's disgusting. But you're like, is that pig a sexy pig in Pigland? Like, that's the hottest pig. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I used to have a cat, and she, like, had kittens all the time. She was always having sex. Always. And I was like, number one, she's a slut. But number two, is she hot? Like, is that, like, a thing? Like, she's, like, sexy? Like, I have, like, my neighbor, like, this cat comes into our house. So this is like, oh, that's where sexy cat lives. You know what I mean?
All right.
Like, the girl that you had a crush on, you're like, oh, she lives down the street, down over there. Like, you drive by there, you're like, oh, that's Tiffany's house. Oh, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Okay. Like, that's what I'm thinking. These other cats go by there, and they go, ooh, that's where, you know,
your cat,
that's where
is
Pinto
hot,
the
is cat
lives. Yeah, my
like
cat is
cat,
the sexiest
cat
in the whole neighborhood.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot.
And
of,
I'm like her dad that's like, go away, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, you've never thought of these things. Thought that, like,
never
maybe,
well, here's what I'm wondering.
Like, in their world, even like a bug, you've never seen a spider and been like, oh, like, it's a big, scary spider because it's so big.
And then you're like, I want to fuck that
no,
spider.
But I mean, it's big. It's a giant, it's huge. It's a giant spider. And it's like really like a genetically impressive specimen.
Okay.
And to me, I go, well, if it's genetically impressive, then it must be attractive in like its own species. So that spider, while big and scary is fucking sexy to other spiders.
That's a James like Dean of spiders.
Yeah, every other spider.
He walks in
like,
oh, hey, everybody.
Sexy spider.
I'm just shaking my thorax over here.
And then for some reason, you just get so much more satisfaction when you knock him off his web and squish him dead because you're like, huh, that's what you think about the pretty people now.
I just crushed that sexy spider.
You've destroyed an entire line because that spider could have sired many, many, many another spider.
There could have been all these gorgeous, beautiful, sexy spiders.
Mm-hmm. He had a spider harem. Wait, it doesn't work that way. It's more like there's a bunch of males and one female.
Hey, baby, you want to get up in this web?
Mm-hmm. But I feel like, I don't know, maybe spiders aren't attractive to each other.
Well, it's probably more of like a natural,
yeah,
you know, like when this time of year happens, the chemicals start to change and the sun goes down and oh yeah.
It's kind of that thing where they just stick two animals that are like opposite sex, like in a cage together and they're like, they're going to mate. And it's like, why would they do that? Well, why would you just assume like that's what's going to end up happening?
Well, I think that that's like the prime directive of animals. Like only humans really give it more of a.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna take her out to dinner.
Well, like, what
I'm
do you
put
like?
Out some music mm-hmm. and talk sweet into her. Yeah, you know, like only humans do all that kind of stuff. There's a little bit of a courting, in the sense that like animals do, like there's dances that certain animals do, and there's courting rituals that animals go through. But for the most part, ours is just considerably more elaborate and expensive.
It's pretty much the same thing, though. The courting ritual is like you know, eating lobster. Watching moving pictures and Netflix and chill.
Yeah. Well, the courting ritual is basically like, hey, I'm a good genetic sample of the species. Mm-hmm. You should allow me to father children.
Yeah. Is that what you say? That'd be
we that's, should try that.
That's
on
a great thing. Like, hey, what's up? I'm a fantastic genetic specimen. I have no diseases currently, and my family lives very long lives.
I would like to get up in it.
So I would like to pass on some of my genetic material. If I can't pass it to you tonight, perhaps I could put it on your face. Like some genetic material on your face, just to look at it, just to, you know.
Tonight we'll go ahead and put it on your face, and tomorrow perhaps we'll leave some on the pillow, and you know, and next weekend maybe on the sheets, and then I'll just bust up in them guts, you know, like I was
bust up in them guts,
just make it happen.
it's not a happy thought.
Your gross out factor
that's
is way too
weird.
Low.
Bust up in them guts.
You ain't never heard this before?
No, because that makes it sound like makes
it
sound
really
like
takes
having,
the romance
like
out of the
yeah,
situation.
It's
totally
like doing the liver or something. The most unattractive word I've ever heard for a vagina.
Moist?
No. Piss flaps.
Ooh, piss flaps.
Piss flaps.
Piss flaps. Ugh. That's pretty gross.
No, yeah. That's not a good one. It's not a good one at all.
That's pretty gross. Mm. I've heard a billion of them. They're all disgusting.
Yeah. What were we talking about before?
Piss flaps.
No.
So my brother's got these piss flaps in his hands, right? And he's like smacking. Wait, what?
Thank you so very much for listening to the Random Bush Show.